The 14-7 vote by the House Ways and Means Committee runs counter to years of anti-gambling votes in the House, and it comes in the wake of Massachusetts passing bills that call for 3 resort casinos and 1 slot machine parlor. House Majority Leader D.J. Betancourt of Salem says votes on Beacon Hill have changed the equation for gambling for many lawmakers in Concord.
New Hampshire needs to act in light of what Massachusetts has decided to do. This is a bill that is in keeping with the Republican Party platform. And it should give those in the House who have traditionally been opposed to it in the past something to think about this time around.
The proposal calls for the Lottery Commission to grant two $50 million licenses for casinos that would offer slot machines and table games. Some of the profits would be used to lower business taxes. Anti-gambling activists say they plan to fight this bill every step of the way. The full House will take it up early next year. Governor John Lynch has long said he'd need to be convinced expanding gambling won't change New Hampshire's quality of life to endorse it. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.